With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He says he would do it again. That's what prosecutors say about the suspect in Sunday's horrific anti-Semitic attack.
Authorities in Boulder, Colorado say suspect Mohammed Sabri Solomon had 18 Molotov cocktails when on Sunday he disguised himself as a gardener and carried out an attack on a group holding its weekly demonstration for the release of Israeli hostages. But police in an affidavit say that Solomon threw just 2 Molotov cocktails because he got scared and had never hurt anyone before. Authorities say in court papers that the 45-year-old had planned the attack for more than a year, targeting what he described as, quote, a Zionist group, end quote. I'm Donna Water.
The fate of President Trump's budget and tax cut bill now in the hands of the Senate, where some GOP holdouts remain unconvinced.
A handful of Senate Republicans have expressed concerns about the bill's proposed cuts. Republican Kentucky Senator Rand Paul threw cold water on the plan. He argued the proposal's spending cuts and tax breaks in the massive bill will only balloon the federal deficit.
And that's correspondent Bernie Bennett. Amid a lack of progress in ceasefire talks with Russia, Ukraine is trumpeting its successful attack on air bases deep inside Russia.
During the 3-year war in Ukraine, Russia has used the heavy planes to launch waves of cruise missile strikes across the country. Ukraine says more than 40 bombers were damaged or destroyed on Sunday. That's about a third of Russia's active fleet. The bold attack demonstrated Ukraine's capability to hit high-value targets anywhere on Russian territory, dealing a humiliating blow to the Kremlin.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 63 points. NASDAQ futures off 1 point, ahead of this morning's opening bell. This is SRN News. Leading evangelicals condemn the anti-Semitic attack in Boulder, Colorado.
Pastor Jensen Franklin is a member of President Trump's Religious Liberty Commission, and he is urging all Christians to be in prayer, adding, quote, "Every time those filled with hate unleash an anti-Semitic attack, please join me in blessing the Jewish people even further. We must counter this wickedness with goodness." Pastor Samuel Rodriguez of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference says, quote, "We will not stay silent while the innocent suffer." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for a woman who sued Kentucky seeking to overturn its abortion ban have dropped their challenge. The lawyers have not given a reason for seeking to drop the case. The lawsuit had been filed last year in state court in Louisville on behalf of a woman who was 7 weeks pregnant at the time. The American Civil Liberties Union, which had represented the woman, says it will not be providing any additional details about the dismissal. This is SRN News. Public health heads up for those going abroad.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says all international travelers should get measles shots. Previously, the CDC emphasized the importance of vaccination for travelers going to countries with measles outbreaks. The new recommendation is to get the shot no matter where they're going. One expert points out an outbreak in Colorado last month stemmed from an international flight that landed in Denver. The travel notice advises 2 doses for all Americans ages 1 and older, and early dose is advised for traveling infants ages 6 months to 11 months. I'm Ed Donahue.
As those Canadian wildfires continue burning, all of the smoke they're producing is leading to air quality issues across parts of the U.S., even far south in Georgia and South Carolina. More than 100 major fires burn both north and south of the international border. Air quality alerts posted in states including Minnesota, Wisconsin. More details, SRNNews.com.